Country Bob FM.
The Bob Almanac, Thursday, January 14th, 14th day of the year, 351 left to go, 2021. Split Rock Coffee brings it to you, the coffee you can drink all day. Disabled veteran-owned Split Rock Coffee is sourcing only the finest beans from around the world, and with that, they create a lower acidity coffee, perfect balance of flavors. Ask your grocer ASAP about Split Rock Coffee, or you can visit splitrockcoffee.com to order online. This day in history, 1943, it was the Casablanca Conference.
For 10 epoch-making days, Casablanca became the solar plexus of Anglo-American leadership. The Anfer Hotel was the meeting place when Premier Churchill and President Roosevelt, accompanied by the chiefs of staff of the two countries, laid plans for this year's offensive. The combined staffs were in almost constant session.
So the Casablanca Conference, the state, had to do with World War II. What was significant about that is that in order to get there, Franklin Delano Roosevelt flew from Miami to French Morocco, where he met with Winston Churchill. He was the first president ever to fly in an airplane.
Wow.
Because of the Casablanca Conference. They always met at nice places, didn't they? Like Trafalgar.
Yes.
And Casablanca. And other places where they had the conferences and these summits during World War II.
Right.
This one in Morocco. Not a bad place. I'm sure Winston Churchill gave it a thumbs up.
I'll bet he did.
1952.
Here it is, Jack said, January 14th, 1952, when NBC begins a new program called Today. And if it doesn't sound too revolutionary, I really believe begins a new kind of television.
And it's still on the air today. Dave Garraway, if you were alive, you would know that. But he's no longer with us. He was the original host of the Today Show, Dave Garraway.
1952.
In '54.
Now, a romance that has thrilled millions, the marriage of beautiful Marilyn Monroe and Joe DiMaggio. And there's no surprise in the fact that it attracted a record crowd to the San Francisco court where the ceremony was performed.
Newsreel time.
Bride and groom are very bright stars in their own right. And now,
Marilyn Monroe and Joe DiMaggio got married on this date. The marriage only lasted 9 months. Although they continued being friends, I think they both still loved each other. It just didn't work out as a wedding, as a marriage. Two of the biggest stars. Joe DiMaggio, biggest star of baseball. He had just retired a year or two before, right? Late 50s?
Yep.
What was his last year? Just before Mantle, right? I mean, Mantle's first year was 51, and I think DiMaggio retired after 51.
Yeah, 53, I was going to say, but I'd have to look it up.
Might be 53. Maybe I'm thinking of 51 and Mantle in his first year. Was there some crossover between Mantle and DiMaggio?
Well, DiMaggio would have been in by, 36 or so?
I thought it was a couple of years after he had retired. It was 54 that he married Marilyn Monroe.
But, yeah, you're probably right.
We digress. Also 54.
See the new Rambler cross-country station wagon, the new four-door hardtop sedan, and all the other exciting new Rambler models at your Nash dealers, at your Hudson dealers.
So this is the date that without what happened on this date in 54, we would have not have had the Gremlin. We would have not have had the Pacer, the Hornet, the Javelin, the Matador, all those great AMC vehicles. The Hudson Motor Company merged with Nash Kelvinator. The new company was called American Motors Corporation, but I don't think they put that stamp on their cars for a few years as they hung on to both the Nash and the Hudson. As you can hear in that commercial, they hung on to the Nash and Hudson. That was a commercial from 56. So they held on to the Hudson and the Nash name. So Nash Kelvinator, so you could go in there and get a car or a refrigerator.
Well,
be careful. You could end up driving a refrigerator out the lot instead of a car. You got to be careful there.
You never know.
So they all merged. They merged in 54 here this date.
It was
You know, the Javelin was a pretty good car. I don't know how it was mechanically and structurally and, you know, how it held together. And, you know, you're probably going to ask a mechanic that worked on them back in the 70s or whatever. But the Javelin was a cool-looking car. Would you agree, Neil?
I didn't like it.
AMC Javelin?
Yeah.
Why not?
I just didn't like the bodies. It didn't meet my eye.
Okay. Rock to the west, but she's the gal that I love best. So this song was released by Little Richard on this date, 1956.
Hello, Lamont. I thought I heard you, son.
Yeah, I heard you too, Liberace.
Huh?
Nothing. Just grab that box of bottles and don't touch what's on the front seat. What did I just say?
You said don't touch what's on the front seat.
Then don't touch.
So how many big ones do you think he had in that first episode? First episode of Sanford and Son, that is the opening scene. Lamont and Fred Sanford. It's the big one. How many times did he call Lamont a dummy in that first episode? All trivia that I want to know.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to sit down and watch it and find out for ourselves.
Groundbreaking show.
It was. Awesome.
Sanford and Son in 72. 1973 in Hawaii. Elvis says aloha.
Horsey, TC Rider. Horsey, what you have done. I said, see, TC Rider.
That's how he opened his songs and his concerts, right? CC Rider.
Pretty good.
Mostly in the 70s.
At Cook's.
So, Aloha from Hawaii, a television show, the most watched broadcast by an individual entertainer at the time. It was live via satellite in Asia and Oceania and on delay in Europe. In the U.S., they didn't want to conflict with Super Bowl VII, so NBC aired a 90-minute TV special on April 4th, so it did not air live here in the United States.
That's too bad.
Because of Super Bowl VII, that's the one where the Dolphins wrapped up their undefeated season, I'm pretty sure and certain, right?
Seven, yes.
Because eight was Vikings.
Yes.
And Dolphins.
Yep.
You know, Elvis looks really good. This is 1973. I'm watching the video here. He looks really good. And sadly, it just really went downhill for him because
he did.
In 4 years, he was dead.
Put on a lot of weight.
He did. He just lost it. Lost control. Went spiraling downward. And he went down a road that he just couldn't come back from, Neil.
It was too bad.
So 73, aloha from Hawaii. He didn't say aloha, but it was still a beautiful island.
Smiles, everyone, smiles. We want our guests to feel welcome.
Everybody knows to plane, but you also have to remember Mr. Rourke saying smiles, smiles, everyone, because Fantasy Island,
I love it,
premiered on ABC television on this date in 1977, made Hervé Villechaize a star, although he was a star before from the James Bond movie.
Was he Nick Mack? Yes, he was Nick Mack.
He was Nick Mack. And that was before 77. When was that out? Early 70s?
A few years before that, maybe 74.
Something like that. 1997, the Beach Boys made an appearance on Home Improvement.
Tim, these are my cousins. This is Mike Love and Carlos.
These are the Beach Boys. He never said he's related to you guys.
Well, I never tell anybody we're related, otherwise I'd be hounded for concert tickets and autographs.
I know the feeling!
Tim Allen, the Tool Man, Tim, and Home Improvement, the Beach Boys. That was a ratings bonanza for ABC and for Home Improvement. Did you see the Last Man Standing episode where Tim Allen played both his Last Man Standing character and the Tool Man?
No, that would have been
in the same episode.
Though.
It was epic.
I'll have to go back and watch that.
Speaking of epic, 2001 this date.
Carmelo went in motion. Here's Collins back to throw. Time. Continued touchdown.
Less than 2 minutes into the game, the New York Giants, Kerry Collins, that Hall of Fame quarterback that he is.
Oh, boy.
The Giants were on the board, and they would not look back. Oh. There would be several of those beating the Viking secondary.
Oh.
How did the wide receivers get that wide open?
I don't know.
Behind the defensive backs. 41 donut this day in the NFC Championship game.
We've had a few low points with the Vikings. That was certainly in the
top
10.
That was embarrassing.
Yeah, it was.
That was a very ordinary Giants team. We were pretty confident that we could win that game and finally go to the Super Bowl with Dante Culpepper there
Right.
leading the way. And still a lot of those guys that were with us in 98, but
terrible.
Didn't happen.
Terrible.
Yes or no? Did you ever take banned substances to enhance your cycling performance?
Yes.
Yes or no? Was one of those banned substances EPO?
Yes.
Yes or no? Are you a cheater? Lance Armstrong is
a cheater.
So he admitted to Oprah Winfrey on this day to taking performance-enhancing drugs. That was 8 years ago, 2013. How about a little bit of good Vikings audio here today?
Yeah. Hand up, steps into it. Pass is caught. Diggs! Sideline! Touchdown! Unbelievable! Vikings win it!
That was so real.
Yeah. Troy Aikman there, a good color man. He didn't walk all over his play-by-play man's call.
Right,
Joe Buck on the call. Minneapolis Miracle.
There's a lesson there.
29-24 was the final. It was a little bit awkward at the end because they still had to kick the extra point. And they changed that rule shortly thereafter during the offseason after that game, Neil, as you're probably well aware.
Yeah, you don't have to.
You don't have to kick the extra point unless it has some kind of an effect.
Because bedlam had ensued.
And if it affects the betting line, that doesn't count.
Right.
They're still not going to kick it. It's only if it affects the outcome of the game with zero on the clock. But, of course, the Vikings then, more disappointment next week. Yeah. They go to Philadelphia and lose 38 hockey stick. So we have 41 donut and 38 hockey stick in the history of the Vikings. But at least we can hang our hat on the Minneapolis Miracle against the Saints. And there's a pretty good rivalry now between the Vikings and Saints because of that. And then what happened last season, not this past season, but the season before.
And even
they
though
won it in overtime.
And, you know, Diggs has moved on to Buffalo, and he has had a heck of a year for them. So
yeah, you're right.
He left us with that great memory, but he's going strong.
For me, the greatest of all time. Congratulations. It has taken 15 years for Ken Jennings to finally answer the question, is he as good as he appeared to be in that great run on Jeopardy?
And he was. He won the Tournament of Champions, the greatest of all time, on Jeopardy a year ago today. Mm. And believe it or not, Alex Trebek's gone now.
Yeah.
You know, it was just a year ago they did that, and now Trebek is gone, and Jennings was the guest host. And I hear good things.
Yep.
As a guest host, as a fill-in host there for a week. And now Aaron Rodgers is going to do it at some point in time.
Oh, my. Okay.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I did see that.
So that was
Katie Couric, I've seen.
2020 on this date. Birthdays. Split Rock Coffee brings it to you.
Love.
So on the same night of Fantasy Island on ABC, you also had Love Boat. I mean, it was 2 hours. Just of amazing television. Must-see TV before they called it must-see TV. And here's Jack Jones having a birthday today. He's the guy who's singing the song here. He's 83 today. He was a great lounge singer, wasn't he?
Yeah, one of the best.
But this one really put him on the map. So, Jack Jones, happy birthday going out to you today. We've got Faye Dunaway, who's on our list here today. Happy birthday, Faye Dunaway. She is 80 today. Apollo Creed.
Now you just hold on here. Don't make me out to be the bad guy. I came here to talk about a friendly exhibition bout till Comrade Big Mouth started.
Right. It's you who are the aggressor.
Mr. Carla,
obvious. I wish to say to the press, in all fairness, Drago should not even fight this man.
Oh, come on.
Because he is a has-been.
Apollo Creed probably should have listened to him. Because as you know, he perished.
Mm-hmm.
He perished against Ivan Drago. He may even, Brigitte Nielsen might even been able to beat Apollo Creed at that point in his career. Had she gotten into the ring.
Maybe.
So Carl Weathers, happy birthday to him. He is 73. This guy was always a character in the ring in the WWF.
But one thing's for sure, this board right here, it's going to be close at hand, because if things get a little bit carried away, I'm not shy about moving some furniture. I'm not shy about picking up a board and beating some people up.
You know, Hacksaw,
had the 2x4. Hacksaw Jim Duggan. A lot of people would say that that was an illegal weapon as he brought that 2x4 in.
Right.
But you just never know when you got to level off a table.
Yeah.
So it's always good to have that handy. So Hacksaw Jim Duggan here today. Wow. He is 67.
Wait, I never had a chance to lie. Now I only want to say I love you.
Job Almanac. Mike Tramp, who was the lead singer of the group White Lion. They were out of Copenhagen, Denmark. They were a Danish, not nearly enough, Danish heavy metal bands, really.
Right.
So, Michael Tramp, he is 60 today. We go from hair metal to rap. LL Cool J. You're familiar with his work?
Yes.
He's done a lot of acting and hosting and stuff. He's more than just a rapper. He's 53 today, and I've said it before, I'll say it again. Jason Bateman has been one of my favorite actors ever since he showed up on Little House on the Prairie as James.
Explain why you were doing 61 in a 25 zone. One block from the victim's house, just moments after he got shot dead.
I was drag racing. I'm a drag racer.
You were drag racing? In a Prius?
I don't win a lot.
Here's what I don't...
Horrible Bosses. So many good movies. Yeah. And he's in a current show now, which is streaming. I believe it's a Netflix show. Maybe I can't keep them all straight. There's so many of those streaming platforms, but it's Ozark.
Oh, okay.
It's excellent. And
he is good.
Jason Bateman, just his dry humor on his comedy shows and movies and things, just excellent. He is 52 today from the Foo Fighters.
Well, I talked about it, carried on, reasons only I knew, but it's you.
David Grohl started in Nirvana and then formed the Foo Fighters after the tragic end of Nirvana. Kurt Cobain's death.
Sure.
Dave Grohl is also here celebrating number 52, and The Flash is on our list today.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. When I was a child, I saw my mother killed by something.
Neil used to watch this show before it just got too complicated, right? Too many universes, multiverse, time travel. Once it starts with time travel, and you know, you cannot play with the space-time continuum. You're anti-playing with the space-time continuum, right?
If you can avoid it.
If Back to the Future taught us anything, Neil, don't mess with the space-time continuum. So when The Flash started messing with that, you said, can't do it.
I'm done.
So Grant Gustin... Happy birthday today. I need to do some math here. He is 31.
31. I hope I have the wrong gons because my birthdays were all tomorrow, so I don't have any current birthdays here. It's kind of weird.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird.
Well, then your gons are wrong. Yeah, because there's Hobie Baker, and I know as a fact, being on the Hobie Baker selection committee for college hockey, I know for a fact that Hobie Baker's birthday is actually January 15th.
Yeah.
So your gons are all off. We'll just skip them.
Gons are all off.
But I do have some that would have been today that your staff would have missed.
Now I'm wearing out the shoes that Charlie wore.
Country singer Billy Walker, 1929. Knowing your staff, they don't follow country western. This is his number one song called Charlie's Shoes.
These nights in Charlie's Shoes.
And another country singer.
I'll get the blanket from the bedroom.
Billy Joe Spears.
We'll go walking once again.
I think there's a good chance we would miss that.
To that spot down by the river. Where our sweet love first began.
Blanket on the ground.
Just because that was a big hit for her.
1937. Now they are gone, but not forgotten.
I so wish there I was known,
a
yeah.
There was a reporting error. Something. There was an error somewhere. You got the wrong birthdays and the wrong gone but not forgotten.
Yeah, you're running down the birthday list, and I'm going, well, hold it. I don't have. And then I look in tomorrow's birthday under today's category.
Shoot. So.
My whole
that happens. I mean, there's a first for everything.
Yeah, that's a first.
There's a first for everything on the Bob Almanac. Brought to you by Split Rock Coffee, the coffee you can drink all day. SplitRockCoffee.com. Neil, let's see if we can not screw up a Bobathon then, right? Make sure that this one's going and we get it going and there's no repeats or anything. Make sure, double check, make sure there are no repeats. Check the date. Would you like to start it out with Mark Chestnut? It's a little too late. You could go with Dottie West, Lesson in Leaving, or Colin Ray, Little Rock.
I'm going to go Colin Ray today.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY. Fairbanks.